Listen, you bunch of hot dogs.
Welcome, everybody, to Skidmark Central, the best NASCAR podcast this side of the multiverse. With me, as always, I have Andy.
Hello.
And I'm, of course, Dak. Andy, who are we sponsored by today?
Today, we're sponsored by Close Finishes. We just keep on getting them.
Can't get any closer than that. When I first watched it, spoilers here. When I first watched it, I swore live that Buescher got him.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so one of my non-NASCAR friends pointed out to me that the finish line looked kind of crooked.
Oh, it definitely was crooked.
It looked like it was painted wrong.
Yeah, like, they stopped painting it on the apron.
It was weird. So yeah, that was funny. But either way, yeah, Larson got him by 0-0-0.
Yeah.
One. Apparently.
Just two zeros.
Just a bunch of zeros. Well, I think it rounded up
definitely rounded up
because the crew chief said it was at 0-0-0. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
It's one of those iRacing things where it's like you finish the same, but they just give it to someone.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, so that was wild. And fun. But I guess before we get there, we can go through the rest of the race.
Boring.
Boy, yeah. either way, it was a wet one.
Yes.
Originally, they were supposed to start a lot earlier, but
they started a lot later.
Wetness happened. They started a lot later. Do a few pace laps to make sure everything's all good. And they could dry pit road off. And we get underway with who led him to the green? It wasn't me. No, it was Christopher Bell. I did not lead him to green. Christopher Bell and the Chastain and Ader lead him to green. It's funny how I think I'm like mostly used to it now, but the restarts are just so much slower, and everybody's packed together since the restrictor plate races, but. Or they're not restrictor plates. You know what I mean. The lower horsepower. Yeah. I lost my train of thought. But I think who ends up taking it? Chastain gets the lead and holds on to it there for a little bit. As always, it was pretty clear the fast boys were the Toyotas and Chevys. That didn't really change this race. You got Kyle Larson passing some people. Willie B moving his way up for the field because he could. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we get going. We get to some pit stops. People start pitting. I think after the pit stop cycle through, Larson ends up being ahead of Mr. Bush. Is that correct?
Chastain.
His car is Bush. Well, he is Mr. Bush too, but to avoid confusion with Kyle Bush, we'll call him by his real name. either way. Did they get by him?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, Larson cycled ahead of him. Bell cycled into third. And I think Chastain passed him back.
Like, he did.
Almost immediately.
He did. Then we had some racing of Kyle trying to get by Mr. Chastain. A few slide jobs, few boot scoop boogies. No boot scoop boogies, but
no, that's for later.
Some nice green flag racing there. Eventually Kyle would get the lead, because that's how,
not for long,
how the news goes. But Denny Hamlin would start mowing his way down. He just he was a coming. He was an eighth before the or after the green flag stops and mowed his way up all the way up to Kyle Larson. With about 20 to go in the stage, he was up there battling for him. And I think eventually got by. I don't know when he got by him.
It was about 15 to go.
Sure.
I believe. Right around there.
Yeah, so Hamlin got by Larson and was able to collect the stage win. I think eventually Chastain got back by Larson as well.
Correct.
Yeah,
it seemed like Larson and Chastain used tore each other's up. Equipment up while they were fighting for the lead after green flag pit stops, and Hamlin, Mr. Tire Saver, fixed the race. No, he saved the tires and was able to blow by those two with ease. But yeah, Chastain was able to hang with them for a little bit, but not make any noise at the end of the stage.
That's nice.
So everybody pits. And Denny Hamlin gets mad at a backmarker during pit stops because Hamlin stops too far up in his box and Austin Hill stopped too far back in his box, so Hamlin had to back up to have enough room to go out of the pit box or out of his stall. And yeah, he was furious, which I don't know, I could see both ways. Like, Austin Hill's just racing his race, but
so am I.
He could have known that Hamlin was fighting for the lead and just waited another lap and pitted next because he was close to the back of the field anyways. And
yeah,
it wouldn't have really mattered too much for him.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think like, yeah, that's like what he should do, but he's also like he's there too. But maybe you don't pick your pit stall by your back marker there, buddy. But
yeah. What are you doing there, bud?
But he should have. Yeah, I mean, nothing he did was technically wrong. No. Maybe could have had a little more gamesmanship. But I mean, the end of the day, he's in the field too. He didn't do really anything illegal, and Danny could have done some things to avoid it as well. So I don't know. It is what it is. But I can see why you're upset, Mr. Hamlin. Mm-hmm. I'd probably be really upset too. But anyway, we get another restart with Denny Hamlin not in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mr. Chastain.
And C. Bell again.
Yeah, the bell boy. But we get the restart with Chastain on the inside, C. Bell on the other side. Then I think, was it the first lap of the restart where both C. Bell and Chastain like have to get out of the gas and Larson goes by him, and Chris Buescher also goes by him on the outside or almost gets by him.
Well, he does get by him. So Larson gets by him for the lead, and then Bush and Ty Gibbs take him five wide down the front stretch.
So there you go.
Evenly splitting Chastain and Bell, so they get shuffled way back. But it was kind of funny how they each picked a lane. Like, Buescher was way low, Gibbs was way high, and then Bush was like, I'm going in the middle.
Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah, that nobody wrecked. His car was hilarious. It was just like, didn't even blip off the gas or anything. Bell tried to come in a little bit, he's like, nope, my spot. We're going no matter
what. This is all me. Yeah, that's fair. You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's his spot and he wants it now.
Yeah, apparently. So after that excitement, I don't know. Everybody's racing. Denny Hamlin's back up to seventh after a little bit of racing. And we keep on going until Well, you know what happens. Everybody pits. We get some green flag pit stops. And this time, Kyle Larson has an issue.
Yes.
He has his tire changer has to do a little more bloops on the left front lug, which would cost him some time on the track, of course. Not ideal. Honestly, it's almost a little more ideal during green flag pit stops because you're not going to lose as many spots itself. But I think how many spots did he end up losing?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it was like two or three, I'd say.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy. But if you did that on a yellow flag,
you'd be starting 20th.
Yeah, you'd be way back. Like those couple seconds, like a bunch of cars are going to get by you. So honestly, if you're going to make a mistake, make it then. And it's certainly better than losing a wheel like you did last time. So what are you going to do? Probably cry about it.
Yep.
So green flag pit stops go through. Anything else cool happen?
Through green flag pit stops, no. Not too much.
I think Buescher just gets the lead after it, right?
Yeah, Buescher gets the lead from Reddick, who stayed out a little bit longer, and he essentially just split the stage exactly in half, where everyone else kind of short pitted to take the most advantage of the Canada of the fresh tires. But with him splitting it in half, he had fresher tires towards the end of the race. So yeah, it's pretty much Buescher leading the rest of the way out, but it was kind of fun seeing Reddick pick his way through the field, because he was almost about to go a lap down when he came out of the pits, but then he came up and finished 10th at the end of the stage. I think it was right around 10th, like 9th or 10th.
There you go.
Which was pretty fun to watch.
There you go. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
But yeah, like I said, Buescher wins stage 2, and everybody,
it was pretty
pits.
Close, right? With Hamlin or Larson getting. Or am I thinking of a different race?
The end of the race?
No. Well, that was really close. I thought stage 2 was really close, too.
I don't remember it being like amazingly close.
It wasn't amazingly close, but I think Larson got to the back bumper. Was it Larson? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember Larson getting to the back bumper. But yeah, it wasn't like a drag race or anything, but still, if Larson would have had that injury on pit road, not actual injury, of course, but, he probably would have won, but
yeah,
he didn't, and everybody pits.
Mm-hmm.
This time you have the Kyles.
Yes.
Restarting, and Buescher.
Going to the back.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah. He had men over the wall too soon on his pit box, so he got penalized. And then, insult to injury, they went to take a tear off of his car, and half of it got stuck on his roof.
What are you doing?
So, I was surprised NASCAR didn't make him come down and pull it off, because that ruined someone's day if it got stuck on someone's, like, intake.
Would not be ideal.
But NASCAR was like, I don't see anything.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. And yeah, it came off, like, as soon as they started getting up to speed. So, no issues there. And then it found its way into not someone's bumper. So, that was good. But then we get the caution stage, or should I say stage 3 of Kansas, where where LaJoie just pretty much had enough of old man Johnson going into turn 1 on the restart. I don't know what happened. Like, obviously Johnson had to have like a little hiccup or spun the tires or something coming off of, was it turn 2? Or
going into turn one. It was like one, turn two.
So I guess I don't really understand what LaJoie's issue was, but he just kept going and just booted.
Oh, wait, was it turn? I'm mixed up now. Turn three.
Oh, yeah, it was turn three.
No, it was turn two. Don't listen to anything we say. It was turn...
it was turn five.
No, it was turns one and two. Yeah, he just kind of booted him going in. It looked like Johnson did check up, but I don't know. Give him the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, Johnson would end up getting in the wall. LaJoy would also end up spinning out, but not as
bad.
Not as bad, and was able to continue. And then Johnson just stared at him while LaJoy went by.
Yeah,
old man Johnson.
What are you doing?
He also gave the start to the race. Did you see that?
I did see that.
It's funny.
Well, it's supposed to be like Richard Petty or something, but since it got delayed, Richard Petty had peaced out at that time. So.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. Rain, I'm out of here.
I got this was way too much. So that happened, and then we get, as you say, the caution, boys. So we go back to restart again with the bushes, and we get some calamity with Denny Hamlin mixing it up with people.
Yeah.
It's mainly just.
Yeah, Hamlin got loose, or tight, I should say, and then came back and pinched Cindric up into the wall, which in turn wrecked his boy, Bubba Wallace, and also McDowell.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a chain reaction because it was like Logano, him, and somebody else.
Yeah.
Ends up pinching Cindric, like you said. And yeah, that would cause a little bit of a chain reaction. Ruin Bubba, Dowell. Yeah, not good. Not good, Bob. Mm-hmm. So that would be that caution. Then we do it again. And your boy Harrison Burton spins the back stretch. Everybody stays out. Some people come down to pit lane. Mostly, Danny Buescher, McDowell, some other people. Makes sense to me. We restart again with the two Buescher. And
good Logano spinning.
Logano decides to spin. Why? I don't know.
Gotta ask him.
Now everybody else pits while the people who pitted before stay out. Todd Gilliland.
Yeah.
The Gilliland master. Leading the race with Denny Hamlin on the outside. The people who went off first were Kyle Busch, who's in seventh. Kyle Larson had a bit of an issue, was down in. Or no, Kyle Busch had two tires. Kyle Larson was the first with four. And we get going again. Eventually, I mean, Todd Gilliland was no match for anybody. Denny Hamlin would take the lead. Chris Buescher, though, would get up and pass. Hamlin. Denny Hamlin for a second, but not too long. They would give it back and forth, and thus the whole time Larson and Bush are coming through the field. You have Denny Hamlin and Buescher trying to conserve fuel in case they have to try to make it. That would not matter.
Foreshadowing.
A little bit of foreshadowing. I mean, they're just straight up spoilers. But, you have MTJ, though, coming through the field. This is kind of ruining it for Hamlin and Buescher, who are, again, trying to save fuel. I think he gets by Buescher, but Hamlin was up leading and trying to save fuel. But our boy Kyle Busch would save all of them and spin from fifth, which sucks for him because he was having a pretty good race.
Yeah. Like, he spins from fifth. Like, half the times Kyle Busch spins, it's like, did you just spin on purpose?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, because he's usually so good, but.
Yeah, because he just, like, in a spot where you, it's not like he was coming off the corner or anything. He was like halfway through the corner and just was like, nah, I'm done. Because, yes, I mean, he was falling back. So that maybe he took a page out of, was it Larson's book? You spin right at the end and then you finish better than where you started or spun from.
He's trying.
He almost did.
Everybody pits.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly.
Everybody.
Everybody. Some people take two tires, though.
Yes.
Notably, Hamlin, Buescher, Larson, Chase.
Everybody except Truex.
Well, not everybody, but yeah, most people who matter. MTJ took four and is way back there, probably screaming at his crew chief.
Yeah, yeah, he restarts 10th, first one with four tires.
And they get going. Denny Hamlin leading, Chris Buescher second. Martin Truex Jr. all the way back in 10th. And right away, our boy Larson does a sick move.
Pulls out of line.
Pulls out of line right away. Takes him three wide into the corner. Which is absolutely wild. This would be the end of the road for Mr. Hamlin. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as far as winning the race. As Larson would get by alongside Buescher, not quite take the lead. I think Buescher fully takes the lead off of turn two. And then would lead going into three. Larson would get very close to him. But set up the last lap. So he was coming off two with a good run. And then he was entering into three. Pretty close to his back bumper. Not, I wouldn't say right on it, but I don't know. How far back was he? Like car length? Let me look at it.
Yeah.
Right around there. And sails it into turn three on the utmost high line. Buescher had taken kind of a middle high line into the corner. And Larson had a huge run on the outside. Gets by Buescher coming out of three. Coming back to the line, Buescher's kind of getting a run going. Larson sees this and starts dooring him. And they come to the line. Buescher was, like I said, I thought Buescher won because he was slightly ahead, mm-hmm. it looked like. But Kyle Larson would get him by the slimmest of margins.
Yep.
Like super close. Get the W. Sucks for Buescher because he
would have been nice. I mean, the scoring pylon had him as the winner, which was kind of weird.
Wait a second.
NASCAR was like, yeah, you know that scoring pylon? Don't look at that.
Wrong.
Larson won.
Yeah, it sucked because the Buescher people were celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Which, rightfully so. You also had a really close battle for second through the rest of it. Elliott, Truex, and Hamlin were three wide come to the line too,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much. And Chase Elliott and Martin Truex Jr. were like right behind.
Yes.
Did they get side by side with them? I couldn't even tell because I was looking at Larson. But no. Everybody was like right in a basket.
Elliott was right on Larson's rear end, but Truex was behind Elliott. So it wasn't like four wide. It was close to three wide with Truex trailing right next to Elliott.
Sure. All right. I'll allow it. Yeah, but either way, super close race. Wild finish. Noah Gregson sneaks in the top 10 again. He's really eating you.
I like it.
He's really eating you up there, bud. They have to be at 10 top 10s now.
He's taking me to the clean.
There's almost no way they're not at 10 top 10s.
This is their 10th.
Nice.
They took me to the cleaners, Dak. They took me to the cleaners.
Well, you better hope they sell their team before next race.
Yeah.
Although Darlington, I bet they'll struggle.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Michael McDowell comes back from that accident to get 10th. Good for him. Kyle Busch would get back up to eighth. Bowman the Showman in the top 10. The famed William Byron. Not a good day for him.
Oh. Bad, bad, bad.
Back in 23rd. Ouch. What else we got? Nothing crazy.
No.
I think I don't know what I'm saying. Fantasy.
Did I win?
Did you win? I didn't even look.
I didn't look either.
Don't look, don't look, don't look, don't look. Don't look, don't look. Oh, I won, baby.
You won.
Yeah, oh, come on. You did horrible, dude. What do you who'd you have on there? What are you doing?
Nothing good. I didn't have anyone good.
Apparently not. what? You can create 5 entries? That's crazy.
That's 5 too many.
All right. Either way, let me hit you with what I got going on here, because I guarantee it's different from yours now. I got Ross Chastain, Chris Buescher, Alex Bowman, Ty Gibbs, and Ryan Blaney. With Reddick in the garage. I have Byron over Hamlin, but I don't know about that anymore. I meant to pick Reddick over Logano, but I don't know why I didn't. And then I have Chase Elliott over Chastain and Bush over Bell.
There you go. All right.
I have 2 Fords in my frickin' starters. It's crazy. We'll see how it goes. I'm thinking since Penske didn't do much, they're on for it.
Maybe. All right. So I've got Larson, Bell, Busch, Keselowski, and Hamlin with Bowman in the garage. Then I've got Hamlin over Byron, Reddick over Logano, Elliott over Chastain, and Bell over Busch.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
See what happens. You know who this DT Motorsports is?
It's me. It's not me. I don't know who it is. Could Who's be anybody. The T? What?
I guess it could be. Look, you said it's you, so it's Dak.
It's not me.
It's not you.
They won, right. Though. Good job.
Yeah, good job, DT.
Next. We're going to Darlington.
Oh, yeah. Throwback race. Goodyear 400.
Goodyear 400.
I'm pretty pumped for it.
It will be. We'll be good. A lot of good throwback schemes that we mentioned before. And I'm interested to see the rest. Darlington's been putting on an okay race.
They got that tire wear.
They got that tire wear. Yeah, they got the tire wear. They got the weird shaped track. I don't know what more you want. I don't know what more you want, buddy.
I want the race to be today. That's what I want.
That's
it's
fair.
Not going to be, though.
We all want that. Cool. What else happened?
I personally didn't see too much news of note.
Yeah, we'll have to let that one slide. The news, that is. I don't see anything crazy happening. Darlington should be interesting. Who won last time?
That's hilarious.
What?
No, I just saw that F1 had record viewership and ratings, like for the Miami.
Was it still behind NASCAR?
No.
It wasn't?
Yeah. It was ahead of NASCAR, beating out NASCAR for the first time.
Wow.
Since they started keeping track of this.
Wow.
Which I think it was funny, because I bet you it was everyone was going to watch the race and they're like, oh, it's delayed. Hey, the F1 race is on. I'll watch
that. Oh, that's true. Wow. That probably did help them a lot.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what skewed the.
That's crazy.
Stats by like a lot.
I bet that did. You're right.
Because, I mean, that's what I did.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good point. That's interesting. Wow, maybe a lucky break for F1 there. Maybe they converted a few fans. It was an okay race.
It was a pretty good race. I enjoyed it.
So we'll see.
You got Kevin Magnussen needs to get kicked out of the league because he's got too many penalties.
I like it.
He keeps it exciting.
I like it. I think he's racing with vigor. You got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah. Little bump and run.
That's they're going to give you a pound. Did you see his interview after the race?
No, I missed that.
They're like, yeah, I know I was going to get a penalty, but I got to do it.
Yeah. I don't know what else you want me to do.
Yep. Yep. How many wins does Kyle Larson have?
This year?
At least two. No, all time.
He's got two. All time? Well, he's got
two
this
year. He has three this year, right?
Two.
No, he has three.
Three?
I'm almost positive he has three. Could be wrong.
No, he's got two.
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure about that? You're about
that? He's got two wins this year. 25.
Three poles. That's what I was thinking of, probably. 25?
Yeah.
Seems like he should have more.
Yeah. Well, he also kind of drove for a sucky team his first, like, 6 years in the league. And then he was pretty much banned all of 2020.
Yeah.
And then he lucked himself into a really good ride.
You know, honestly, it's amazing how good he did with that team.
Yeah.
Ganassi for the first whatever years.
Six.
Six. Yeah, that's a long time.
Or seven. Seven.
Sure. How many wins does he have with Hendrick?
Hendrick, he has 19 wins. 19 of his 25 wins with Hendrick.
Wow.
10 wins in the 2021 season. First season back from his punishment.
His hiatus. Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we're going to kick you out of the league, but when you come back, you're going to have one of the best cars on the track. It's like, all right, sounds good.
All right. Yeah, that's wild.
That is wild.
All right.
That's all I got.
I don't have anything else. We'll call it a day for now and see you people next year.
Bye-bye.